The best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It is stated in Tirmidhi, hadith number 486, that it is narrated from Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه that قال إن الدعاء موقوف بين السماء والأرض. Indeed, the dua is موقوف. موقوف meaning it is stopped. Indeed, the dua is stopped بين السماء والأرض. لا يصعد منه شيء. And it is not brought on, it is not carried forward until you recite durood upon your Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now, from this ahadith mubarakah, we learn that if a dua is done, but durood sharif is not recited before, then that dua will be mawquf, meaning it will be stopped and it will not be taken on further. Now, one thing that we can learn from this is that this hadith mubarakah advises us to recite salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we can also apply this when doing any virtuous good deed. When we are doing any virtuous action, we should think about this ahadith mubarakah and we should recite durood sharif before and also after carrying out that virtuous action. This habit in itself will lead to us reciting durood sharif more in abundance and will also make the activity that we are doing more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and more beloved to his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, the scholars have said that one of the best ways to commemorate or one of the best ways to remember the life of the awliya Allah is by looking into their seerah, is by looking into their biography, and then that way we can learn more about the scholar, we can attain so many madani pools from that scholar, and we may implement the madani pools in our daily lifestyle. Now, when we look into the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, one of the things that comes to mind instantly is the work that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat has done for the deen. When we look at the knowledge of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, we realize through his work that it was very extensive. Now, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat himself, he comprised a book called Fatawa Razaviyya. Now, Fatawa Razaviyya is a book which consists of 30 volumes. The book also has 21,656 pages and it consists of 6,847 questions. Now, we need to bear in mind that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat comprised this entire book all by himself. The works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat was done quite a while ago. It was in the 18th century, and the source and the usage of retaining information and the equipment that we had in order to attain and retain that information wasn't the best. So, like nowadays, we may have our laptops, we may have the cloud service, we may have various data protection and various accessories like memory cards that we can store our data in. But unfortunately, back in those days, we only had pen and paper. And some of the work of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat was not recorded or was not brought further along as time went on. Some of the knowledge was lost. However, taking that into consideration, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat still has a book called Fatawa Razaviyya, and it is in regards to fiqh. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat was an expert in many sciences. He was an expert in usul fiqh. He was an expert in the Holy Quran. He was an expert in ahadith mubarakah. But he is famously known as an expert in fiqh because of his book Fatawa Razawiyah. So Fatawa Razawiyah is comprised of many questions and answers regarding the jurisprudence, regarding the law of Islam. So many people in those days would send in letters from around the world to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. They would write a query in the form of a letter, then that letter would be sent to the Darul Ifta, the house of fatwa of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat would look at the question. He would then look at different sources of information. He would look at different books, and then he would write down the answer and he would send that letter back. A copy of his answer would also be sent to somebody else, and they would compile the collection of letters and the compilation of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat's fiqh work, and it was comprised into the book that we call Fatawa Razawiyah. Now, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat's work was not limited to fiqh. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat had also written a translation of the Holy Quran in Urdu. The scholars of the time had said that this is one of the most authentic and best translations of the Holy Quran in Urdu language. And this book, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, can still be purchased today from the various Maktabatul Madinas. And the name of this book is Kanzul Iman. Now, Kanzul Iman was originally written by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat as a translation of the Holy Quran in the Urdu language. And you can get this book in English now as well. So for those viewers of Madni channel who cannot read Urdu, then they can also buy this book from the Maktabatul Madina in English. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, when we look into the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, when we look into the biography of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, one of the things that appeals to me the most, it appeals to myself a lot, and that was Sayyidi Ala Hazrat's thirst and his ambition towards seeking knowledge. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat would study a lot. He would spend most of his day in search of knowledge. He had an amazing thirst for knowledge. He had an amazing thirst for writing books. He had an amazing thirst for giving back to the Muslim Ummah. Now, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, over a hundred years later, we are still taking benefit from Sayyidi Ala Hazrat's works. Now, when we look at the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, one particular ahadith mubarakah comes to mind, and that is Talabul Ilmi Faridatun Ala Kulli Muslimin. The meaning of this ahadith mubarakah is that it is necessary to seek knowledge for every Muslim. The word of farz is used in this ahadith, meaning that it is necessary. So when we look at what types of things are necessary for us to seek, we know that reading namaz 5 times a day for every Muslim man and every Muslim woman is farz. Now, to seek the rulings regarding namaz is also necessary upon every Muslim. So we need to look into the depths of the namaz. We need to look at our pronunciation of the Holy Quran. We need to think about how we pronounce each individual word, how we pronounce each individual letter. Are we reading it correct? Are we articulating the word from the correct part of our mouth? Because in Arabic, because it is such a delicate language, if you were to change just one letter to another letter, then the word and the meaning would be altered altogether. Now, when we are reading namaz, we are present in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should give it time, we should read slowly, we should articulate the words correctly. Now, in order to read namaz in the correct way, we need to have the correct pronunciation. So the correct pronunciation and reading namaz in the correct way, the ahkam of the namaz, which things are farz in namaz, which things are wajib in namaz, which things are sunnah. Now, this type of knowledge is necessary for us to seek so that we may perfect our namaz. Now, when we look back at the hadith mubarakah, talabul ilmi, we come to realize that fasting is also something which is necessary upon every Muslim man and every Muslim woman, except those who obviously have Shari Uzr. But now we need to know regarding those specific rulings of fasting. Now, to seek the knowledge of keeping fasts, which things break our fast, which things we are allowed to do during our fast, that is something which is also necessary and it is a duty upon every Muslim to learn. Now, when we look back at the Hadith Mubarakah, we also learn that Hajj is something which is necessary for every man and every Muslim woman. Now, the requirements of Hajj, whether they are specific to a specific individual and what the cases are regarding that, we should also learn about that. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat and his work is a great motivator for all those Muslims, myself included. I am greatly motivated by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat's work ethics. And when I look at his work ethics, I feel like I should also do more in terms of studying the deen, in terms of the knowledge that is necessary upon me. Now, when we look back at the Hadith Mubarakah, we come to know that giving zakat is also farz upon every Muslim man and every Muslim woman. However, there are the preconditions to that also. Whose zakat is necessary upon, whose zakat should be given to. This type of knowledge, we should all take motivation from Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. We should study his work, the works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And we should also implement this in our daily lives. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq to learn and to understand the deen of Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq to act upon this ahadith mubarakah and seek knowledge which is necessary for us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful hadith mubarakah which is mentioned in Jami' al-Tirmizi regarding seeking knowledge inspires me quite a lot. Whenever I read the hadith mubarakah, I get motivated and I feel like I should study the knowledge more. It is narrated by Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that whoever makes a path in order to seek knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes easy for him a path towards Jannah. The Hadith Mubarakah further goes on to state that the people will gather in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reciting the Holy Quran and learning about the Holy Quran, and mercy will encompass them and angels will surround them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention them to those who are near him. Subhanallah, this is very, very beautiful. From this we learn that a person who travels in order to seek knowledge, a person who strives to seek knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the path to Jannah easy for him. Now, my dear viewers of Madni channel, we all wish and we all have this desire to enter Jannah. But to have this desire itself, it's not sufficient enough. We must act upon this desire. We must go out and we must fulfill this desire of entering Jannah. We must go out there. One of the ways we can attain Jannah is by going out and striving and going in the path of knowledge, going in the path of seeking knowledge. That may be through attending the Ijtima' of Dawat-e-Islami. Now, when we travel towards the Ijtima', Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Jannah easy for us. Not only that, tranquility is descending upon those people who go out to seek knowledge. Not only that, mercy is descending on them people. Mercy is encompassing those people. And the angels come and they surround that individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those individuals. How beautiful would it be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mention us to those near him. Look at the virtue and the blessings of knowledge Sayyidi Ala Hazrat has published and has made so many books for us to seek knowledge through. He has made it a way for us to bring ourselves and bring our family members closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq to have the thirst for knowledge. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq to go out and seek this knowledge. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us one of those who is his true bondsman. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all mercy. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. When we look into the biography of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, another beautiful story comes to mind. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat was traveling on a boat and his companions were also with him. He was on a ship and he was making a journey from Jabalpur to Bareilly. So he was out of town and he was making the journey towards his hometown. So whilst Sayyidi Ala Hazrat was on that boat and the ship was moving, the people on that boat who were around him, they were talking about various different things. They were talking about random things. So when Sayyidi Ala Hazrat heard these people talking about random things, a story came to his mind in which he could use to inspire the Muslims on that boat. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat went on to tell them a story about a man who would visit the masjid for Jamaat. When the man would visit the masjid for Jamaat, he found 7 stones on the ledge of the masjid. So he would take them 7 stones and he would proclaim his Tawheed. He would recite his Shahada in such a way that the 7 stones may hear him reading it. Now, the people hearing this story, they were kind of confused. They was like, what's the purpose of this person? Yeah, he's going to the masjid to read Jamaat, but why is he stopping outside the masjid? And why is he taking 7 small stones? And why is he proclaiming his Shahada in front of the 7 stones? So when confusion was on their face, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat continued with the story. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat said that after this man had passed away, it was declared for him to be taken towards the hellfire. So this man was being taken towards the hellfire. However, when the man was brought close to the hellfire, these 7 stones became 7 huge mountains and they was blocking the entrance into the hellfire. These 7 stones had heard this man proclaim his Shahada. They had heard him proclaim his love and devotion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat then went on to tell them that one mountain asked the other mountain in the evening, did anybody pass by you today who made the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The other mountain, he thought about the question and he replied back to the other mountain and he said, no, I had not heard them make the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the other mountain, he felt very proud upon hearing this answer. He said to the other mountain, today one person passed by me and he proclaimed his love and his devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He proclaimed and he said it aloud, the Shahada. Now the mountain who had heard him say that, he felt a sense of superiority over the other mountain. And the other mountain that had not heard it, he felt kind of sad in a way. And he had wished and he had hoped that somebody would come by tomorrow and they would proclaim their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would proclaim their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would proclaim the Shahada aloud. Now the individuals who were listening to this whole story on the boat, they became emotional. They realized that if these small stones could turn into big mountains and protect that person from going into the fire of hell, then imagine what these huge mountains can do. Imagine the status and the weight of these mountains. If we were to ever be in that situation, if we were to be unfortunately in the situation of that man, and if we were to be, na'udhu billah, dragged towards the hellfire, then these mountains will come in our aid and inshallah they will help us and they will rescue us. Everybody on the boat then all of a sudden loudly proclaimed the Shahada. They loudly proclaimed their love and their devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal also give us the tawfiq to also do this. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on Sayyidi Ala Hazrat and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Now, from this story, we learn that whenever we are doing something, whenever we are reciting wazaif, whenever we are reciting the kalima tayyiba, whenever we are reciting the shahada, it is mustahab, meaning it is preferred and it is given preference to, that we do this in a loud voice. We proclaim our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We proclaim our love to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We proclaim our Shahada. So when we hear somebody say, Sallu ala al-Habib, we should proclaim with love and devotion, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the 25th of Safar al-Muzaffar, a Syrian scholar who was situated in Baytul Muqaddas, he had a dream. He had a dream that, subhanAllah, it was a very blessed dream that he had. He had a dream that he was presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst that court were also the Sahaba and the Awliya Allah. Now, when he was situated in that meeting, in his dream, a silence suddenly fell. And it felt as though everybody was waiting for somebody. It felt as though someone was being waited for. That's the sort of silence it was. Now, when the Syrian scholar in his dream, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are we waiting for? Like, he was kind of confused. So he said, Rasulullah, who are we waiting for? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, we are waiting for Ahmad Raza, the Syrian scholar who was not familiar with Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. He questioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, who is Ahmad Raza? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he is a native of Bareilly, India. Now, when this Syrian scholar had awoken from his dream, he immediately packed his things and he immediately set course towards Bareilly, India. He started his journey and he started to travel. After a while of traveling, he had finally reached Bareilly. Now, when we look at today's mode of transport, we have cars, we have aeroplanes, we have helicopters, we have modes of transport that can take us from one side of the world to the other side of the world really fast. But in the year 1340 after Hijri, these modes of transportation were not common. There wasn't these type of modes of transportation. So it had taken him quite a while to reach his destination. But once he had reached Bareilly, India, he was asking the people and he was asking them, who is this blessed person, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat? Who is this person, Ahmad Raza? Now, when he had reached there, the people had told him that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat had passed away. So they took him to the shrine of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And the Syrian scholar prayed and he did dua for Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Now I also make the dua that may Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. And may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgive us all without accountability for his sake. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities.